Blog Talk Radio.
Complete in Jesus. Sometimes we have to just say that, sisters and brothers, and just until we get to where we need to be, just start telling yourself, I'm going to find completeness in Jesus. Whatever area of our life it is that we're lacking or it's not being held up to the test, we just have to stop and tell ourselves. Doing that when we're just checking ourselves out, just doing that one-on-one on ourselves. Whatever area it is, it may be smoking cigarettes or it may be you're trying to back away from drinking or it could be abuse in some type of way. You know, it could be something just as simple as you're not in your word like you should be daily. You're not studying to show yourself worthy in the word. It could be that you're falling off from going and fellowshipping in the place that God has chosen for you, and you know that's your brook. You know that's your shepherd that stands over the pulpit, and the word comes directly to you, but for some reason, you know, you can't find yourself there, or whatever it is that have you that the enemy is trying to separate you from the love of God, from the word of God. He wants you not to honor the word of God, because he knows that if you honor God's word, you'll find abundance. You'll find glorious, excellent living. Because it all starts with us continually honoring the word of God. And that's what we're just continuing with tonight. It's just honoring the word of God for a victorious life, for a glorious, abundant life, for an excellent life. We're going to start with scripture today, sisters and brothers, and Psalms. Psalm 67 says, verse 1, God have mercy on us and bless us and show us your kindness, so the world will learn your ways and all nations will learn that you can save. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment and just personalize that thing. Come on, sister, think of something right now individually in your life that you just need God to stop and have mercy. Have mercy on you right now. Brother, is it your family? Is it your job? Whatever it is, that you just need God to show his kindness. Show his kindness towards. We all just need God to bless us. Hallelujah. The wars and rumors of more wars. We need God to show his mercy. Oh, we need God to bless us and show us his kindness. Somebody right now just need to take this here, just verse 1, Psalm 67, verse 1, and start writing it out. Start hanging it up somewhere. Hanging it up in your office. It don't have to be huge or humongous. It can be just small, just to remind yourself when you're going through a time of difficulty on that job. Or if it's your child, just set it in the room somewhere. It can be a part of the decoration. As they're asleep, pray over their door. Pray over them. Touch them. It doesn't have to be a situation where you are finding yourself in turmoil. You can be in happiness right now. Hallelujah. Why wait until you're in the situation? Go ahead and start claiming these things over your life now, so you can continue honoring God's word. Continue to ask God that he show mercy on your family, on your loved ones near and far. Continue to ask God that he bless your family, that he show kindness to your family, that he shows kindness to the world, so that the world may learn his ways, and that all nations will learn that he can save. All nations need to know that God is a saving God. Jesus is our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, God, the people should praise you. All people should praise you. Hallelujah. You know the verse. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want the rocks crying out on your behalf how good God is to you? We should be able to stand up for ourselves. You see the wind, the trees outside, and the grass outside. It doesn't even breathe, but you notice the blowing of it. The next time you see that tree swaying and blowing, just notice how in the presence of the Lord, it's just, even that tree is saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're awesome, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. If that tree, if that grass can praise the Lord, if the rocks can cry out and praise the Lord, if the stars is going to even applaud the Lord, why can't I? Why can't I honor the Lord's word? Why can't I praise the Lord? Why can't the nations be glad and sing? Because you know God is going to judge us. He is going to judge us. So again, verse 3 says, the people should praise you. All people should praise you. Verse 4 says, the nations should be glad and sing because you judge people fairly. He's a fair God. Hallelujah. Said you guide all the nations on earth. All the nations on earth is guided by you. God, the people should praise you. Again, it tells us all people should praise you. Are you breathing right now? Do you have life inside of you? I don't care, it may be difficult to breathe because of a medical situation. You may say, oh, I only have a little life left in me. Whatever you have, you qualify to praise the Lord. All people should give praise to the Lord. The land has given its crops. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us. So people all over the earth will fear him. Hallelujah. Everyone should praise God. Psalm 67, 1 through 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come to you, dear Father, boldly, bringing all of our requests to the throne. We put on our helmets of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shield of faith. The sword is the spirit of your word. We prepare our feet for the boots of peace, for our shoes of peace. We prepare ourselves for Jesus. You said we must get prepared. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we bring all of our requests to you. We tell everyone that Jesus loves us, and we pray for all of the saints, near and far, teachers and leaders, all of the saints that are trying to live an upright life, all of the ones, dear Father, that are in the chat rooms right now, we pray for. We pray for their individual needs. Pray for their families. All of the ones that will hear this in the archives. Dear Father, we pray that they receive your word. We thank you, dear Father, for using me to speak to your people. You said you'll never leave them. You'll never forsake us. And this is just one of the ways that you just show us that. That you choose a vessel to come and just speak through so you can get in individual circumstances. And we just thank you for that, Jesus. And right now, Jesus, I just say a special prayer for my entire family, near and far. Dear Father, specially bless my mother. I thank you for allowing my mother to still be here on this side with us in good health and strength and able to see her kids get grown and her kids' kids all grown. And now the kids, now the great-grandkids is coming up. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for these things. We call out my sisters and brothers' names. My mom's name, Miss Annie Pearl. God, I thank you for her. God, bless her heart, bless her home, bless her mind, bless her spirit, bless her relationship with you. Forgive her for her sins. Hallelujah. God, bless my brother, bless WT, bless T, bless his wife, Joyce, bless his kids, Chris, as he's over at fighting in wars for us on our behalf, the country's behalf. Bless his wife, Priscilla, and their three sons. Hallelujah. Bless T's daughter, Adrian, and her husband and child. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless Chris and Adrian's mom, Liz. Bless her decisions. Bless her life. Bless her relationship with you. We ask blessings upon my sister, Dolores, her husband, James, and their families. Bless Barbara and her family, all that's around her. Strengthen her where she's weak. Build her up where she's all torn down. We ask you to bless me. Bless my household. Bless my kids, LaMaika, JD, and James. Bless my grandkids, Tatiana, Nathaniel, and Janelle. Bless our lives. Bless our jobs. Hallelujah. Bless our homes. Bless our finances. Strengthen our relationships with you, Jesus. We ask blessings over my brother Reggie, his wife Stephanie, their kids Candace and Jay, Stephanie's mom, Roberta, her brothers, Brian and Joel, and their families. Continue blessings over each and every one of them. Let them hear directly from you, dear Father, in any situation that they may be going through. Oh, and Jesus, I ask you to bless my brother, DeConstlin. Bless his wife, Sharon. Bless his kids, Jaleesa and Gerard. Bless his decisions. Bless his business. Bless his going in and his coming out. Bless his heart to learn forgiveness. It's just not a choice. It is necessary. Bless his strength. Bless his health. I thank you for all the restoration you've restored in our family. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to continue to bless our ministries. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless our ministries. Bless our churches and our leaders. Bless my leader, Pastor LaSalle R. Vaughn, and co-pastor Portia Brooks Vaughn. Thank you for just instilling in them the word, dear Father, that they bring forth and spread it out to us. Thank you for letting them share the word. Thank you for letting them be obedient leaders. I thank you for my leaders, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask blessings over Prophetess Thomasine Pickens right now. Wherever she's at and whatever she's doing, we ask blessings over her right now in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Yeshua, who's able to do all things, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for receiving our prayers. And we thank you for answering our prayers, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, sisters and brothers, we do thank you for just taking the time just to be straight with the Lord. I thank you. It's going to strengthen your walk with the Lord. He knows all about you anyway. Why not come clean before the Lord? Thank you. I really do thank you for just taking out time to strengthen in your walk with the Lord. I pray for each and every one of you. The ones who left me emails about feeling better just because you're coming clean. Feeling better just because you now feel your relationship strengthening because the things that you thought you was trying to hide before the Lord, you learn that he knows all anyway. So when you confess them between the Lord, the difference that is made in your life, I get joy. I get so much joy out of seeing you break the bondage that's been standing between you and the love of the Lord. I get joy when you are so joyous and excited about the new things that Christ is showing you, the new things that Christ is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Continue to study God's word. Study his word teaches you to honor his word. And we get continuous abundance. We get glory. We start to live as much of an excellent life as we can on this side. It all starts with us continually honoring the word of God. Now, let's not let ourselves get to the point where we get into that church home and we know that this is where we're supposed to be. Or we start working on our prayer meeting and we're getting there. Or we start setting up that community gathering, telling someone about the Lord. Or we start helping with the elderly, or we get out there with the youth, and we start out running fast, and we're excited, and then we start to slow down, and we don't read our Bible as much, and we don't go. We start missing a service or two, or we have someone depending on us, but now our word is not as much as, we can't depend on that word as much as we used to. We have to stay strong in the Lord. It's a continual thing of honoring the word of God. I heard someone say that the word of God could have a label attached to its cover saying warning, 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 warning. Because if you continue to study and get into the word, this book is habit forming. So the label would read, can you see it on your word? Warning, this book is habit forming. You won't feel right if you can't get into your word. Because you know each and every time he's going to show you a different side of himself through the word. And that gives me joy. That will give you joy. Hallelujah. Regular use of this word, regular reading of this word causes loss of anxiety. You know, I was sitting up the other night and I was turning through the channels and flipping through, and it was a whole broadcast about anxiety and panic attacks and the different medications you would need to do this, and it's been proven. But you know what? I come to tell you, not saying that this may not be a circumstance, is that you may have to take a medication. But let God show you that, reveal that to you. Because let's start by diving into the word. Because reading this book, is not only is it habit forming, but regular uses causes loss of anxiety. Hallelujah. Loss of anxiety. Loss of panic attacks. It'll decrease your appetite for lying. You got a problem with lying? You're trying to work on that thing and get yourself back into the truthful mode? Just keep studying the word of God. It will decrease your appetite for lying. It will decrease your appetite for cheating. Your appetite for stealing, your appetite for hating one another, it will decrease your appetite for fornication, lusting. Hallelujah. You know when you're headed into the right direction, because you start to show symptoms, you get increased sensations of love. Hallelujah. Instead of that hate when someone tries to throw a nasty little remark out to you, instead of hate, you get an increased sensation of peace. You get an increased sensation of joy. You don't have to, you don't find it necessary to stand up and defend everything that someone said to you nasty, or every little snide remark that they tried to throw your way. You find that it's not necessary to find your own, to come back on him even more, to tell them just how it is. But you find yourself with increased sensations of forgiveness. Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Increase your sensation just of compassion. How many times do I hear people honestly say, I just don't care. I don't care how they're doing. I really just don't care what's going on in their life. It doesn't touch me. It doesn't bother me. So I just don't care. But those are all symptoms that you don't have the regular relationship of studying the word. Because if you study on a regular basis, you will start to show compassion. You will start to show compassion. You are your brother's keeper. How can you not show compassion? How can you not show love, peace, joy, forgiveness? If you're continually in the Word, studying the Word, if you're continually in prayer, if you're continuously giving praise, and if you are continuously spending time just in worship and worshiping the Lord, how can you not show these increased sensations of the positive things? Well, that's what He is. That's who God is. God is love. The Jesus that you talk about, He is peace. The Jesus that you told carry your Bible under your arm, maybe not reading it, but carried it. Because you say that you know this is Jesus' word. This is the holy word of God. Well, that same God is joy. Yeah, that same God is compassion. Hallelujah. Confront with yourself. Be for real with this. How can you not care about His loved ones when we're all His children? Can you look at any of your kids and say, I love this one more than the other one? You should not be able to. God wants none of His to perish. And if you care about Him, but you care not about His loved ones, you're being untruthful to yourself, whether you believe that now or not. But it's okay. Go before the Lord with it. Let Him reveal the truth to you. Let Him reveal the compassion and love that He has for His loved ones, for His children, that you're no better than no one else. Hallelujah. He looks at you and sees love just like He looks at the man in the gutter and sees the same love. Hallelujah. Now, when you honor God's word, you start to seek it out and desire. You have a desire, a continuous desire to understand everything that God has planned for your life. I'm excited about the plans that God has for my life. I'm excited, as you should be also. When you start honoring God's word and you start reading that He knows the plans that He has for me, wow. He knows the number of hairs I have on my head. My desire is that I want to understand more about you, God. I want to get closer to you, and then I know that you will reveal to me what are these plans that you have for my life. Someone said, after all the things that I've been through, yeah, if there is a plan behind this, I want to know. If this is all not in vain, I want to know what the plan is. Hallelujah. Well, Evangelist Vaughn doesn't have that plan for you. That spouse that you thought was the one that's going to be all the answers to your life, and you to see now that it's turned out he has not. Still love him. He's dear to you. She's dear to you. But still, she can't be your God. You've tried to put him on a pedestal, but he keeps falling off. You ever notice that? He keeps failing you. She keeps disappointing you in just some way. Because she can't be your God. He doesn't have the plans for you. But it's all in the name of Jesus. It's all in the name of Jesus. You remember the song, it says, something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. Something that's revealing. It reveals the sacred secrets that only God has and knows about you and your circumstances. The sacred secrets that He wants to share with you about His plans for your life. All in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So now when you start to honor God's word, you will start to just seek, because it's built. You're built to seek him. You start to seek after him. You start to have desires to understand his plans for your life. God's word is his will revealed to us. His word. His word is his will revealed to us. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, always have your sword, pen and paper, because you need, when the Lord speaks a word to you, it's a right now word. You need to jot that thing down. You need to move on it quickly. If someone told you right now today, they told you to calm down you and get $1 million that has been designated just for you, would you or would you not tell the person, I will be there soon? Your soon could be a year from now. It could be 2 years from now. It could be 24 hours from now. Or would you hustle and bustle to move on that word then? I think you would. I think you would hustle and bustle to get there, to make sure that you're getting there as soon as possible to get the $1 million. Well, God's word is priceless, sisters and brothers, priceless for our life. So when he gives you a word, when he reveals something to you, remember, it is a right now word. You need to move. You need to do something. You need to start going towards that, whatever it is that he's put in your sight. Then, right then and there. You can't wait on it. You can't hesitate. It's a right then word. A right then word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So 2 Timothy 2:15 again tells us to study, to show thyself approved upon God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We must study. We must study. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's take in another version here and see exactly how it says it in another version here. Let's find it here. God bless you. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. All right, so here we go. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 reads, make every effort to give yourself to God as the kind of person he will accept. Be a worker who is not ashamed and who uses the truth teaching in the right way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Study to show yourself worthy of the Lord. Study to show yourself worthy. You want more. You want him to hear from you more. You want him to show you more. You want him to give you more opportunities. You want him to send you in more places to tell the word, to preach the word, or just to get more for your family. Whatever it is that you're seeking from the Lord, you want more healing. You want better health. Whatever it is that you want more prosperity. Hallelujah. You want more abundance. Someone said, I just want to have peace. I want more peace in my life. I'm not worried about the finances. I'm not worried about the health right now. I'm in good health. The finances are there, but I don't have peace. I just want to go home and not have to argue every night. I just want peace. Well, God has peace for you. Whatever it is that you need from the Lord, he has it for you. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Hallelujah. Diligent study always produces quality workers for God. Diligently, anytime you diligently study the Word of God, it always, I just love it when he tells me all things and always, it always produces quality workers for God that are confident. You got to be confident to read. When you read this word, it gives you confidence. Your confidence just stack up. It gives you confidence and you become full of faith. Full of faith. So when you study and you go out into the world each and every day, when we go to work or wherever it is we go, we're going to be tested about the things that we're studying up on. And the more that we're studied and the more that we're tested, we will achieve those things that we're trying to accomplish. Now, if you study for a day and you go out into the world and it gets hard when the testing is not an easy test. If you give up, you got to start all over again, because this is a continuous thing. Regardless of how hard it is, the answer is in the Word. The comfort is in the Word. The deliverance is in the Word. The power is in the Word. You getting what I'm saying? The glory is in the Word. Hallelujah. The abundance that you're looking for is in the Word. Your peace is in the Word. Your healing is in the Word. Staying in good health is in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That mending back together that relationship, that marriage, instead of a man and a woman just living in a house together, but now you really want a marriage. You want to seek a marriage. You know where it's at. It's in the Word. You said, but she doesn't want to study. She doesn't want to dedicate her life to the Lord. You stand there on her behalf then. You continue to do the right things in front of her. You continue to continue to pray. Don't do it on your own either. When you're off your knees, wherever God directs you to sow into good soil, you're calling, you sow a seed on it. Not just a financial seed. You let somebody go into prayer with you. Get someone else to intercede on that behalf of your loved one. Hallelujah. Let someone join hands with you and start to pray over that situation. Watch God start to move and stuff around. Watch him start to moving things around, stirring things up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel him moving something around before it turns into just pure cream. It's lumps in that butter, and it's lumpy, but as you keep stirring and churning it around, oh, it turns out to smoothness. And I know sometimes we don't want to go through that lumpy part of the situation, and we want to quit and just say, leave it lumpy if that's the way it wants to be. But somebody is determined to keep staring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep staring at situation. Oh, I dare you to not, just don't give up. Keep staring at situation. God will smooth that thing out for you. Hallelujah. You ever saw anybody that's married 30 years and they bragging on the years they've been married, but they still got so much stuff off in their marriage that it's just two people have learned to live in the same household together? They still don't respect each other's man and wife. They just learned to live in the same household and maybe share the same finances. And sometimes not even that. Or you can find a couple who's been married 5 years, but are laying it before the Lord. And yes, they go through bumps and humps and dips, but they're already more settled. They're more together than that 35, 45-year marriage. You must honor the Lord. You must continue to honor His word, study His word, bring in all your requests to the Lord, to have an abundant life, to find glory and joy in your life. Hallelujah. Because once you learn how to rightly divide the word of truth, you'll never be ashamed. You'll never be ashamed of whatever the situation you're in. Because you know that you can sit and evaluate yourself. And what you thought was the truth, after reading the word, you may come back and find out that that thing was not the truth after all. The enemy tried to cover up this lie by this outfit that this girl was wearing, tried to cover up the lie with so many different flashing lights or something dangly pretty before me to get my attention off of the truth, but on a lie covered up, disguising as the truth. But once you get into the word and you find out the true truth, you learn how to rightly divide the word of truth. Hallelujah. Understanding God's word, it enables us to achieve excellence in every area of our life. Every area of our life. Once we start to understand the word of God, you start to see some of the purpose of some of the things that you went through. You start to see and realizing that the way that you was looking to be blessed, or the way you thought the circumstance was going to turn out, God had other plans. And if He had not carried you in this direction that He did, you would have missed out on so many different opportunities had you went the way that you was looking forward to work. Hallelujah. That's who He is. He works out of the sight of man for the good of man. So the next time life is not going according to your plan, in the way that you thought you heard that it was going to be, don't give up. And do not bend, do not bow to the enemy. Don't give up. Don't sit there and beat yourself up. Go to the word. Go on your knees in private conversation with the Lord. Give Him praise. Start worshiping the Lord. Just a pure worship. Just worship. Bow down and just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord. Just go in peace and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And watch Him reveal some things to you. In due time, watch Him reveal some things to you. Hallelujah. Now, He's not going to move on your time. But in His timing, He will start to reveal the things to you that He has for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll reveal maybe that you're eating wrong. It's why you're sick so much. He revealed to you how to have excellent health, excellent relationships. He revealed to you how to have a prosperous business, an excellent spirit. Proverbs 17:27 says that he that has knowledge spareth his word. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Is of an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember we were speaking on last evening about Daniel, and Daniel had been chosen over all of the kings and all of the presidents and princes. And it said because Daniel had an excellent spirit within him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm because he had what? An excellent spirit within him. Hallelujah. And we're back again. A man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Again, it's Proverbs 17:27. Because you just don't have to settle for mere existence in life. One of the saddest things is to see somebody just have settled for being in a situation, have got comfortable there, and said, that's just the way it's going to be, and it's easier for me to settle for a mere existence in life than to try to get my way out of it, to claw my way out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just settling. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus came to give you a glorious, abundant, excellent life. But you will need to apply yourself and seek it out. It will not just drop into your lap. Work is involved. You must do something. So now we know that he came to give you this glorious, abundance, and excellent life. Someone came to give you this. They're knocking on the door to your heart to give you this. They have this waiting for you. They have not just glory, but they have abundance. They have excellence. He has it for you. Will you accept it? Will you accept it? Will you open the doors to your heart and accept it? Or have you just got to the point that you're settling now with just complaining about what all life has given you? What all heartaches that you've been through in life? What all pains that you've been through in life? Are you going to just settle with the fact that this is the way it always has been? Or are you going to be the one that says, I am going to do something. I am going to accept. I accept. I open the door, God, and I accept your glory. I'm going to study your word to find your glory. I'm going to go into prayer continuously, daily, to find your glory. I'm going to worship and praise you, Lord. I want to find your glory. I want to get excited about seeking you. I want to get excited about knowing your plans that you have for my life. I don't care who's around me or what else is going on around me. I choose now. I choose that I want to know something different. I've tried all kind of other things, and it hasn't worked out for me. I've got temporarily fixes where I thought that maybe this would be the level. This would be something that would keep me satisfied, but God, it's not. I'm still rolling downhill. I'm still not seeing myself going any farther higher. I'm still rolling downhill, and I'm asking you to catch hold to me and hold me, Father, and pull me up to you. Show me your existence. Show me your plans that you have for me in my life. Show me more than the fact that I was just born from my mother and my father. But show me that you said before I was even formed in my mother's womb that you knew the plans for me. Show me your plans. God, I need to see your plans. I need to see your plans for my life. God, I need your glory right now. I'm at the bottom of the bottom, and I need to see your glory. I need to see some joy. I've been down so long. I need to see some glory. I need to see some abundance. I need to see some joy. God, you don't get any glory for me not being able to pay my bills. No glory comes to you. You don't get any glory for me not being able to do the things for the ones that in my heart I feel the desire to do, but I don't have the finances to do it. I don't have the transportation to take them, or I don't have the means to get back and forth to the hospitals or the nursing homes that you showing me you want to be at. I need to have some understanding. I want to glorify you, Lord, but it's just not here. I need to start honoring your word. In your word, I'm looking for the answers. In your word, I'm looking for the peace. In your word, I'm looking for the joy. In your word, I'm looking for my healing. Somebody says, I have the money. I have the relationship. I have the houses. I have the cars. But I don't have my health right now. All around me, things seem to be dying off. I can't even keep my plants alive anymore. It's something about the spirit of death that's around me. And I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need the authority that you say in your word that you gave to me. I need to stop right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I need to excuse death from my life. I need to excuse the death away from the family members around me. My job is going downhill. Things are just dying, decreasing. It's nothing that my money can buy right now that can give it back to me. My sanity is decreasing. It's dying, Lord. And I come to you with open arms. And I said, take me just as I am and take me to another level. Show me something. Reveal to me how I can give you glory out of all this death that I see around me. You said, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So that means even as I see the dying things around me, that it can work together for the good of me. Because I love you, Lord. Help me. Reveal to me where I need to start at. Reveal to me, Lord. I want all things that I'm seeing right now to work together for the good of those who love the Lord. That's me. That's my family. You may come to him and say, I'm interceding for someone right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. We're praising him. Remember, you have to do something. It's not just going to drop in your lap, but he will point you into the right direction. Because remember now, his word, honoring his word is like a lamp. You ever walk into a dark room and you can't find, you're trying to feel around, you can't find exactly where you're trying to go? You never been there before, but you know that you feel it's in this direction. Wouldn't it be good if you had a lamp, at least so you could see the pathway? Well, that's what his word is to us. It says that his word is like a lamp to our feet. His word is like a light for our pathway. His pathway that leadeth us to righteousness. See, God has already given us everything that we need to make it back to him. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. He's already given to you, sisters and brothers, everything that you need to come back to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, a lot of things that tries to distract us, get our minds off of him. But God's already given it to us. Let's stay in the word. The world is offering something new every day to separate you from the love of God. every day a new song comes out that'll get your mind off of praising the Lord. Every day a new group does something more that the world thinks is more important. So they put it all over your internet. They put it all over your news. They put it all over the newspapers to get your attention, to find out about this superstar, to find out about the life of somebody else, to find out what this mega millionaire, what she now thinks of God, what she thinks religion should be about. But you have to come to the point where you say, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. You have to be determined that you have to just let this world fade away while you go into worship, fade away while you go into praise. Regardless of what's going on around you, you have to separate yourself from the world in order to come a part of the true healing and the true worship and praise that's honored to God, that he's worthy of. Hallelujah, sisters and brothers. Don't just hear the word. Start applying the word. You must do something. Hallelujah. Proverbs 2, 7 and 11 says, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk upright. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thou understanding righteousness. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment, and equality. Yes, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge, hallelujah, is pleasant unto thine soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep you there. It'll keep you. Understanding will keep you. Discretion shall preserve you. Knowledge will be pleasant unto your soul. The Apostle Paul prayed that the church at Philippi would learn to sense what is vital. He prayed that the church would learn to sense what is vital, and that they would approve and prize what is excellent and of real value. Philippians 1 and 10 in the Amplified Bible tells us that God's word is the only thing that is of a real value. So this is what Paul was praying for, that they would understand that what is of real value. And it tells us that God's word is the only thing that is of real value. When you are diligent to study, you will understand every good path, and you'll be rewarded. You will be rewarded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for the understanding. Thank you, Jesus, that this is just not going to be a word heard, but we're going to do something. That we're going to do something. That we're going to be determined right now is our right now time to start doing something. Hallelujah. To make this word grow, to study this word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we do not settle for just mere existence. But from this day forward, we start moving. We start studying. We start understanding. We start growing. We start honoring God's word, that we may have glorious abundance, excellent living. And again, it starts with us continually honoring the word of God. Hallelujah. Again, we never want to leave a show without just taking out the time for anyone who does not know the Lord, for anyone who is trying to find their way into a personal relationship. I'm not very sure what it is I should say. I don't know what it is I should do. It's very simple. God has the plans laid out for you. Simple. You don't have to go and have a master's or even a bachelor's. You don't even have to have an associate. Let's break it down. You don't even have to have your high school diploma. You may not have even graduated through finished elementary. You still have the same right as someone with a PhD has to get to know Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior, and sometimes you may have to stop and ask yourself, am I just religious? Do I know about a religion? I'm Catholic. My mom said I was Catholic. I think I'm Catholic. I think I'm Baptist. I think I'm Methodist, Church of God in Christ. I think that's what I am. But if you don't know, have that personal relationship with you, put your name in that situation. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. And as you say these words, if you believe them with your heart, you will be born again. Romans 10, 9, and 10 says you will be born again. Repeat after me, wherever you're at. Give God the glory. Repeat after me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Make it personal that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. Remember, this is not someone else, but he would have did it just for you. And just give him thanksgiving. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. My spouse said they love me, but they're not enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. You've been purchased with a price. And I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. And in your name, the mighty name, the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, if you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. Oh, I say congratulations. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. It's something to be proud about. It's something to not be ashamed of. It's something to congratulate ourselves about. Again, I say congratulations because you are a new creature. Right now, you are a new creature in Christ. And 2 Corinthians is in the New Testament. Take some time and find it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it tells us, it's speaking of you. It's speaking of the decision that you just made. It tells us that all things are passed away now. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to. And it starts right now. See, your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and his love for you. So please let me know of your decision to follow Christ. Find a Bible-teaching church. Ask God to reveal to you where you need to go serve. Where's your shepherd? that's going to speak the word, God's word to you, that's going to direct you in the right pathway of righteousness. If there's anything I can do to assist you, if you need a Bible, if you need me to help locate a church in your area, it doesn't matter what city and state you're in. We have the internet now, people. It's easy. Let's get on there and let's pray together. Let's find a church in your hometown that's close to you, that you can praise at, that you can worship at, that you can receive the mighty word of God, that you can get together with saints, with sisters and brothers just like yourself, of all levels, babes, all levels. We never get too high. We've never been in church too long. Don't worry about how long someone else has been in there longer than you. Don't allow no one to look down at you like that. You're all God's children. Get on fire. It may be something that you have inside of you that you can show to those that's been in there 50 years, have never sought, have never found what you've already discovered. So get in there and start working. Do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Christ is thinking about you today. He only wants the best for your life. You can always reach me by leaving a message here on the blog or calling me personally at 277-0495 or emailing me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. If you should dial the number 210-277-0495, if I do not answer, leave a message here either on the blog or at my email address at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Let me know, Evangelist, I'm trying to get in touch with you, because I move around. I do a lot of different things. Let me know. I will make sure that I get in touch with you. Just leave me the information. Well, God bless you, sisters and brothers. I know that the Lord is good, and he has good things just waiting for you. And we're just wanting you to know that you can be complete. You can be complete in the Lord. What do you want? What do you want from the Lord? He's got it. You can be able to testify and say you're complete. Hallelujah. Broken but now complete. Want from the Lord.
I need is somebody to make me complete. I thought I needed that special somebody to make me feel good. But I forgot about the scripture that said I'm a jealous God. And beside me there is no other. So all you have to do is give your life to Jesus and let him make you complete.
Hallelujah, sisters, complete in Jesus. Let the heart of a pastor guide you today to the heart of Jesus, where you can find your completion. This is Minister Von Dumas. I say God bless you, God loves you, and I do too. Try Anointed Ministries, serving God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We're never alone. God bless you all. All of my sisters and brothers, we love you.